The Sally Amber Podcast.
Good morning and good morning to those who are listening. How are you all?
Good morning. Oh, I dropped the phone.
Oof.
Good start.
We don't really have a soundboard to do the oof sound noise, but oof. Oof. Are you going to take a photo of me?
I am taking a photo of you behind the scenes. Here we go.
VHS.
So, how have you been, Sam?
BTS is behind the scenes. I've been good. I've been looking after myself. I've been treating myself. I aim to get a bit more healthier because I've been mostly living on eating like snacks and ready meals. It's like, that's not healthy. So I'm going to start to look after myself a bit more and eat more healthily. Just realised I had a brunch bar this morning.
They're not the worst snack.
No, it's not the worst snack. It's not like deep fried Mars bars.
No.
I made fried chicken the other day and it was glorious. What I did right was I got these chicken wings and do you know the peri peri seasoning they use in Nando's?
Yeah.
Well, I used that on the chicken, sprinkled it. I then wait for the oil to heat and then I put it in. It's really unhealthy because it uses a lot of oil.
Yeah.
But it's so damn good. It's not exactly crispy, but it's good. It's like moist.
Ooh.
But, you know, yeah.
Sounds yummy.
So good. My mum baked it for me last time as well because we tried to use drumsticks, but it kind of burnt the meat. The inside, so we had to use the oven. It's a lot more better, actually. It has basically the same texture. I have no idea why roast chicken, though. The meat's so dry and like chicken, but roast chicken's so dry. I don't know why it is. Maybe it's because it's a whole meat thing.
I don't know if it's how long it spends in the oven as well.
Could be,
The more you cook something, the drier it's going to get because all the juices come out.
It's a good thing I had coffee because I'd be very, very dry. Not my coffee. I'd be like, meh. I felt a bit grumpy. I was like, meh. My exact noise was meh. I didn't have any coffee in Dole, so I had my brunch bar and was like, meh.
Yeah, she was very grumpy when I picked her up this morning.
I was like, no, orange. I'm grumpy girl. But now I'm no longer a grumpy girl. I'm waking up. I'm like,
you've had your coffee.
Yeah, I'm like that flower in summer that's just beginning to wake up.
Oh, yeah, the sun's coming out as well.
My God, I need to water my plants. That reminds me. I need to say a quick retraction. Last week, I advertised a podcast, Patry, and it was like, okay, they were going through something, so I felt a bit sorry for them out of empathy. Under further research, I discovered this podcast was involved in some not very nice things. It weren't very nice. And it's like, no, we condemn that kind of behaviour on this podcast. We do not allow that kind of behaviour and we condemn it completely. If you feel in any way that you've been cyberbullied by anyone, always tell somebody or contact somebody who you trust and report it to the nearest cyber page. I'm sorry, my brain is just waking up. In other news, what news do you have?
I don't really have any news this week.
We had a pajama day and I forgot to wear pajamas. I had an inkling that, oh, it's Red Nose Day, so it might be pajama day, but I didn't want to turn up in a onesie and look silly.
No, but what's funny is I think the last two Fridays you've come in your UDI anyway.
In an UDI, yeah. That's kind of like pajama-y.
Yeah.
It's an UDI. See, is an UDI a pajama or is it loungewear? Debate.
I use mine as like a dressing gown.
Yes.
So I put it on instead of a dressing gown.
I have a little question for the audience. Is it acceptable to wear an UDI? Is an UDI a pajama or is it loungewear?
That is the question. Can you wear it to the shops?
Indeed.
Which I do sometimes.
Fair enough. I mean, why is it deemed so bad to wear pajamas to shops? Like, socially, like, if you just make sure you're clean and fine, it should be fine. You're just chilling.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. I know when I lived in Cambridge, the Tesco's around the corner from me put a sign up and banned people from going in.
Oh, no. Why?
I think it was a lot of students around, but I don't really know why they did it.
As a university student, we can be a bit lazy.
Yeah.
I didn't actually wear pyjamas to uni, but I had been wearing was loungewear. It's like those baggy trousers I think you've seen me wear.
Yeah.
And like a cute top, like a little sweatshirt. And the top I bought was actually meant to be a pyjama top, but it was too big for me, so I kind of wore it as this kind of like lounge top.
Mm. Oh, there's a lot of background noise today just because it's our Red Nose Day.
Yeah, it's Red Nose Day. There's a lot of background noise.
People are very excited. We've got a cake sale with Sally's set up her jewellery.
I have jewellery that's... I basically have crystalline jewellery. I have glass bead jewellery. I have pastel bead jewellery. I actually bought in two bracelets that I had to retract from sale because those bracelets were personally to me and they were personally to my pride and joy. So I was like, you know.
She's got them on.
Oh no, I accidentally knocked a mic.
She was showing me her bracelets.
I'm showing the bracelet. The first one, and this is just a prototype. The reason why I kept this one was because this is the first bracelet I made with such confidence. And it's essentially crystals. This one I made is biromantic, which basically means that I like both men and women, but in a romantic sense. But anyway, that is very distracting.
Yeah, they're getting louder, aren't they? They're just waiting for the coffee morning to start.
Yeah, I just had my coffee.
All those cakes.
God, I might have a hot chocolate and be a bit... naughty.
Oh, there's a few different. There's a Twix hot chocolate. There's a Bounty hot chocolate.
Ooh, one day it's a naughty. One day me naughty. Something like that from Matilda. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I
watched a film called Black Bag last night.
Was it good?
It was mediocre. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good either. It was good and bad at the same time. I felt like the intro was a bit... It didn't really examine the plot. We weren't really introduced to the characters. It just lumped us into the plot. So, like, we were told exactly what it was. I know it was a thriller, but most thrillers start up with a setup of a family or set up with the main protagonist and the Dutra antagonist. So preferably the protagonist should have been shown along with the wife. Not gonna spoil anymore.
What was the genre?
Spy thriller.
Okay.
God, that is so annoying. Do they know we're doing a podcast?
Yeah, but they're also very excited. So
true.
Just this once, it will be quieter next week, won't it?
Sorry.
It's one of our off timetable days, so things do get a bit louder.
A little bit. Anyway, parents will be coming in 10 minutes, so. It's time to wrap things up. I hope you guys have had a good day. Have a good day. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. Magustalations.
Bye.
Bye.